And remember, people who are like each other tend to like each other. So in the process of establishing rapport, and of course, we go through this fully in your NLP practitioner training, the first thing to do in establishing rapport is you want to match and or mirror your client's physiology. You want to sit like they do. Now, not obtrusively. The best rapport, of course, stays outside of awareness. And if your rapport intrudes too much into the person's awareness, they'll think you're mimicking them. They'll think you're making fun of them. Remember when you were a kid and you used to fully match someone right up to the exact moment, at the exact little things that they were doing? That's too much. But you do want to, in establishing rapport, you do want to mirror or match the person's physiology. And you also want to match their tone of voice. As nearly as possible, get close to their tone of voice. Now, a man matching a woman's tone of voice will listen to what the woman's tone of voice is for the range for women. And if she has a high voice, the man will move his voice to high for men. Otherwise, get as close as you possibly can, if you're matching someone of the same sex, to their tone of voice. You'll also want to match or mirror their representational systems. And representational systems relate to visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, and gustatory. That is to say, what are the predicates that they're using? If a person is using a lot of visual predicates, you know, he says, "Do you see what I mean? Do you get it? Can you look at the big picture with me? Can you view this? You get a sort of a sense." And what we found over the years is that there are many ways to establish rapport in addition to the common notion about finding out commonality. You could even match their breathing. You could match their breathing. And one of the keys here is, as the person breathes out, then you can breathe out with them. As they breathe in, you can breathe in. A person who's talking generally is breathing out. And you could match keywords, and that's generally what people match when they talk about finding out common things. If people are like each other, they tend to like each other. You know, if you go and meet someone, let's say you're out socially, and you go and meet someone, you're going to look for common interests. Why am I the same as this person? Do we like the same football team? Do we go to the same places? Did we go to the same school? And of course, those are useful. However, there are some things outside of consciousness. And that's these things that we've just mentioned: the physiology, the tone of voice, the representational systems, and the breathing. Once you've established rapport, I'm going to suggest that you can begin to ask questions.